Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain,
100%.
Or not too certain? Okay.
Very certain.
And thank you, sir. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District thus providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor? Good? Okay.
Good.
Understood. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little
somewhat
low
high,
given the quality? Somewhat high?
Somewhat high.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. And the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services. The next one is hiring more teachers to enhance the students' focused learning and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all of this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month?
No.
Oh, okay. I see. The second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, to construct new school buildings, to make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. On this one, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per 100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or no for that?
No.
No. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. And the next one is, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to $27.50 a year, increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Would you vote yes or no on that one, sir?
No.
No? Okay. Understood. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase? Okay.
No.
Okay. Following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following: property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Agree.
Okay, would you say that you strongly agree or some would agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. And lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one, it says adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Do you think this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not at all persuasive.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Thank you. Passing the Mill Levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff base so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Do you think that it's very
somewhat
persuasive?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Oh, okay.
Somewhat persuasive.
Understood. Not a problem. And despite the recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive? Okay, thank you. And expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or orders that demand technology skills. This is not only to provide skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turn students into productive tax-paying citizens. Do you think this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive? Okay, understood. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, sir. Almost done. And passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Thank you, sir. And continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay. Before we finish, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and the status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion dollars in school improvements.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive? Okay. Not a problem, sir. After hearing all this information, if the Cherry School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
No.
No, okay. And what is your gender?
Male. Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your age?
65.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Got it. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great evening.